If you had asked me when I was 17 or 18 at what age I thought I might reach the pinnacle of my life, both personally and professionally, I would have said 22. I wanted success so badly that I neither wanted to wait or put in the actual hard work that went into attaining it. I was, to use a very 90s word, a slacker. All potential, no direction. Over the years, I'd read things about painters, writers, musicians, and others that peaked early on. There are certainly just as many examples of late bloomers, Kurt Vonnegut, for instance, but those did not help make my case at the time. So now, 6 years after that original goal, I feel if not close to, then at least somewhere in the vicinity of the life I'd imagined as a teenager. There's a little less action from the paparazzi than I'd envisioned, and Charlie Rose hasn't called yet, but overall, things are pretty good. Sometime back, I stumbled upon a book called When They Were 22. It's a collection of true stories about famous people and what happened when they were 22 years old. What a load of crap, I thought. I even remember getting into an argument with a friend of mine about this very book. He, being younger than 22 at the time, saw no oddity in this theory, while I, a few years past my supposed prime, felt otherwise. Throughout his entire 22nd year, I made sure to constantly remind him of the ticking clock and all the things he had yet to achieve. I really hadn't thought about the book for a long time when I saw it sitting on the shelf at a secondhand store a few weeks back. As I thumbed through it, remembering what a stir it caused, I'll be damned if I didn't start to see it in a whole new light. In my stubbornness, I'd never stopped to give the idea the attention it deserved. It wasn't saying that these people reached their full potential at age 22, just that events occurred within those 365 days that paved the way for future success. As I thought about this and looked back to my 22nd year, I realized that this had been true for me as well. 2002, the year I turned 22, will probably go down as the best and worst year of my life. I met my future wife and lost my best friend. He was 22 as well. My job took a big leap forward, and I began to lay the foundation for what now is a great life. Without those things, the good and the bad, but especially the bad, I feared that I might never have found my way in the world, my rhythm. I know what you're thinking. Well, my year was 26, or mine was 31. In the end, it really doesn't matter what the number is. I'm sure that a book could be written for every age. That isn't what interests me. But I am fascinated with the human story, yours and mine, and where and how that story began. It's been said that what's past is prologue. If that's the case, I'm still on chapter 1.